I want to help you. I'm begging you. Let me help you.
Sing a simple song!
You know, this guy started out as a 16-year-old DJ in San Francisco. And then one of the things that, you know, when you're a kid, man, it just blows you away. The horn player was a gal. And that was like, that was like, what? How can that be? Good old stuff. 866-821-8255 is the number. You're listening to Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Border to border, coast to coast, and galaxy wide. Still.
Well, that's true.
Your home of common sense technology.
That is a valid statement because we are in the galaxy and beyond.
Still in the galaxy? No, not beyond. According to
Robert. That's true. If we were beyond, it would still be galaxy wide because
we are beyond. We'll have to confirm.
I think we're inside the galaxy.
We're talking about BitTorrent's new project called Maelstrom, which is let me back up a little bit and describe what BitTorrent is, because not everybody realizes what that is. That is kind of an open architecture, peer-to-peer file sharing technology. So if you go to download a file using a BitTorrent client, it looks and sees who's sharing that file. And then it uses its algorithms within its software to decide who to get certain pieces from and get them all together at once. So it'll get piece A from this server over here, piece B from this server over here, and so forth until the whole file is downloaded. And what happens with that is because the load is spread out, it tends to be faster. You're not downloading, let's just pick 1 gigabyte as the size of a file, a large file. Not unusual nowadays sometimes if you're downloading software. Instead of downloading 1 gig from one server, and maybe you got 1,000 people doing that, you're downloading maybe 10 megabytes from each server spread across a bunch of servers. Makes a big difference in speed potentially. Also, there's a reliability component here. If this server doesn't have piece B because it's down or it's overloaded, BitTorrent software looks and sees there's another server available that has piece B and it's up. Go get it from there. So you've got the internet itself is already a very disparate technology. I mean, you've got a lot of routes to a lot of different servers, and if one route's down, you know, the routers will switch to the other route. But if what you want is on one server and that server goes down, then you don't get what you want. The server's down. It's not a matter of rerouting. Mm-hmm. Now, what Maelstrom does as a browser is it uses a similar technology and a concept as BitTorrent file downloading, where you've got websites. Normally, a website lives on one server. That server goes down, that website's down. Now, if the route to that server goes down, there may be another route, but it's still going to that one server. If the server itself goes down, you're stuck. Now, with Maelstrom and the BitTorrent concept, that website may be hosted on a lot of different servers. So if server B goes down, that browser goes and looks for server C and then downloads that portion. So it can spread the load amongst many different servers, and it can spread, and it can increase the reliability, because if one server goes down, there potentially can be others that can fill in that gap, which is not what happens now. Now, the problem is that websites aren't built that way right now. So Maelstrom project from BitTorrent is quite a forward-looking project, but I think a potentially exciting one. I mean, one of the issues that many people are concerned about now, and just ask the Chinese and the Iranians and others, the Russians, becoming much more aggressive in the control of the internet in their countries. With BitTorrent technology, It makes getting around the filtering that may happen in China, Russia, Iran, North Korea, although they don't have computers in North Korea, except unless you're Kim Jong-il, easier to get around, much harder to control. Now, there will be those in law enforcement potentially say that's a bad thing, and everything is potentially a bad thing. I mean, criminals can misuse anything. They can misuse an envelope, right? But it could be a very exciting, powerful change in the fundamental architecture of the Internet. So I wish BitTorrent a lot of luck with this Maelstrom project because I think it has a lot of promise. The difficult thing for them is going to be to get people to jump on board as they build this browser so that there are websites that utilize the technology that they've produced. Now, it's based on Chrome or Chromium, the open source browser project. It does have the ability to view and utilize regular HTTP and HTTPS website technology. So it isn't required that you have a newly designed BitTorrent website hosting design. I mean, it will view and present conventional websites just fine, but to move their Maelstrom technology forward, they're kind of going to be in a catch 22 where they've got to get the browser working properly to do it, and then get people convinced that this is kind of the future and to move their websites to that kind of hosting, but a lot of promise. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. We've talked about this a couple times before, and there's another example of this situation. You know, I've had an interesting, we've also mentioned this before too, but it happened again this week. I don't know what it is about the people in Temecula, California, and in the surrounding areas, Wildomar, etc., they seem particularly prone to the ransomware virus. And I don't know why. I got another call this week where they open, you know, and one of the challenges is I'm actually talking to technicians. The technicians that get these computers, service these folks, calling me and saying, geez, you know, do you have any thoughts? I'm not able to. And one of the things that comes up as a topic, you know, Dave, why do you think we're getting so many here? What's the deal? You know, and my thing is, the most common way these ransomware viruses are spread is that there's an email that says you got a FedEx package, there's a problem with delivery, click here, and it ends up being an .exe file, and it encrypts your entire hard drive and any other hard drives on the network. If you got a flash drive in there, it encrypts the flash drive. Why is it happening so much in Temecula and surrounds? I do not know. Is it happening that much everywhere else and I'm just not getting the calls? I don't know. But it's really weird. But here's the deal. It's happening elsewhere as well. It's happening in Maine. The police department in a small town in Maine got their entire network infected with the ransomware virus. And what this is it's called Aroostook County. I think it's how it's pronounced. But they've actually, the police department has actually had to pay the hackers to get their data unencrypted. Now, the good news is that the hackers actually do it, which always surprises me. If you're a criminal, why even bother? You're a criminal.
Wasn't there another police department that did this as well?
Outside of Boston. Yeah. Yeah.
So what's up with that? Police departments don't be clicking
on the emails that says you gotta look. I mean, I've been talking for decades. Ultimately, no matter what hardware, no matter what software, ultimately, you cannot ignore the human factor. You must. What you do matters when you're on the internet or when you're looking at your emails. What you do matters. And, I mean, the only way to completely shut it down so it doesn't matter what you do is to unplug from the Internet. That's it. you know, in order to use the technology, there's a certain amount of vulnerability that has to be allowed, and there's a certain amount of responsibility that's on us. Don't click on that FedEx email.
Right. And for those folks who, let's just say they unplug and they go out to their mailbox one day and they receive a letter from, looks like FedEx, saying you have a package, please send this back with $1,000 to get your package. Don't do that either.
Right.
Okay, so the human issue is the big problem.
Right, right. Well, it's interesting. We've talked about it for decades. It seems to be, you know, kind of a bipolar perception of technology. It's either completely evil or completely wonderful and not much in between. And the reality is, it's all in between. We'll be back. More of Computer Talk and your calls right after this.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
When it comes right down to it, the most important thing in life is time. The better you manage your time, the better your life is. Hi, this is Dr. Dave. I want to talk to you about some incredible software that helps you better manage your time and get more out of life. I'm talking about Intellect from Chaos Software. I've researched time management software for over 20 years. I've never found a better, simpler, more practical tool for managing my time and my life than Intellect. In fact, it's what I use every day. It even helped me find the time to write this script. Intellect includes an easy-to-use email client with state-of-the-art spam filters, an integrated contact manager, an appointment manager, and to-do list, all wrapped up in the most efficient productivity package I've ever used. Best of all, Intellect is network-ready right out of the box. Download Intellect's free trial at chaossoftware.com. Whether you're a salesperson, retired grandmother, real estate mogul, or radio talk show host, you need Intellect from Chaos Software. Check it out at chaossoftware.com for a better life.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve, the evil one, back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's Data Recovery Service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to davemason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual, and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at davemason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason.